Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
Ladies, I'm often reminded these days of a certain nursery rhyme. It happens every time I look into that big refrigerator of ours down at the Kroger store. From force of habit, I expect to see some wonderful Kroger tender-ray beef. And of course, it isn't there. That's when I think of old Mother Hubbard. No, we can't supply you with all the plump, juicy, fresh, and tender Kroger tender-ray steaks and roasts that you keep asking for. They're just not available because only top quality grades of beef are used for Kroger tender-ray. And that kind of beef, delicious and juicy and tender, is grain-fed. But grain is not being fed to cattle nowadays. Instead, most of our precious grain is being used to relieve human suffering. Millions of people all over the world are starving, and the saving of their lives depends upon how much and how fast we can send grain overseas. It's a race against time, and it will be won. Until victory is ours, and until the time when you once more can buy Kroger tender-ray beef, let me say that Kroger will always provide you with beef whenever any is available, and it will always be the best that is available.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for stopping in. And now, Hearts in Harmony. With local police and federal agents chasing them, Jerry Manson and her husband, Richard Ashforth, have disappeared. And as far as anyone knows, Penny and Jed Billings are with them. While Professor Rogers is out searching, Johnny Keith sits with Penny's mother trying to comfort her.
You know, Mrs. Billings, as long as we don't hear anything, there's really nothing to worry about.
Oh, but Johnny, there is. You know what that horrid Jerry Manson might do to Penny.
Well, I know what she'd like to do, but I'm sure she won't. She's not that big a fool. She's in enough trouble already without getting in any more.
Oh, I suppose so. But she hates Penny so.
Sure she does. But not so much she'd care to hurt herself. No, I don't think we need to worry. All we have to do is find Manson and her husband, and we'll find Penny and Jed.
But how are they ever going to find Mr. Ashforth?
I don't know. But leave it to Professor Rogers. He'll find a way.
I hope you're right. Oh, that poor man. He was so tired when he left here, he could hardly keep his eyes open.
But he wouldn't get any sleep, huh?
No, he insisted on going out looking for Penny.
Nice guy, that Rogers. But he's going to kill himself worrying about other people someday.
Well, you're not getting any more sleep than he is, Johnny.
Oh, well, I'm not tired.
Oh, but you must be. You drove through all those country roads all day.
Oh, that wasn't work.
But you must be terribly tired.
Well, a little.
Well, why don't you go home and go to bed the way you'd planned? You and the professor are starting out again early in the morning, aren't you?
Yeah, but I decided a few hours' sleep would be worse than none.
Well, it is sometimes.
No, I feel all right, Mrs. Billings, really. We'll find Penny tonight or tomorrow, and I'll catch up on my lost sleep tomorrow night.
Oh, Johnny, maybe this is good news.
Well, here's hoping.
Oh, will you see who it is, dear?
I'm on my way. Oh, Professor Rogers.
Hello, Johnny. Thought you were getting some sleep.
No, I decided not to. Come in, come in. Now, Mrs. Billings, it's Professor Rogers. Come on in, Stu.
Well, just for a minute.
Any luck?
Oh, yes, Professor. Any news?
No news yet, Mrs. Billings. I'm afraid there won't be any until morning.
Oh, dear.
You giving up for the night, Stu?
No, I still have a little looking I want to do.
Oh, Professor, you have to get some rest. Why don't you lie down here just a little while?
No, thanks, Mrs. Billings. But I tell you something you can do for me. Get me a cup of coffee.
Why, yes, right away.
Oh, I'll take one, too, Mrs. Billings.
Well, maybe we should all have some. It'll take only a minute or two to fix. Sit down and relax, both of you.
Thanks. I think I will.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Better make sure she's gone.
Yeah, she has. The kitchen's pretty far away, too.
Good.
You, know something, don't you?
Yes. That's the only reason I dropped in here. When you weren't at home, I guessed that you were here with her.
Well, I thought this would be a little easier for her than if she were alone.
I think you're right, too. Maybe you better plan on staying with her the rest of the night.
Well, what's happened?
We've caught Jerry and Richard Ashforth.
Why didn't you say so before?
Because Miss Gibbs and Jed Billings weren't with them.
What?
No, Johnny. And Jerry and Ashworth both deny ever having them with them. You know what that means.
They're lying.
Or telling a subtle truth. They admitted seeing Miss Gibbs and Jed Billings in the vacant lot next to their hideout. But they claim they left alone before they could be discovered.
Uh-huh. Well, that could be the truth, couldn't it?
Yes, except for one thing.
What's it?
Finding Miss Gibbs' comb in the Ashforth cabin.
Oh, yeah, comb. I forgot about that.
Well, there's only one hope, and it's not much consolation.
And what's that?
Miss Gibbs and her stepfather could have been in Ashforth's cabin after Jerry and Ashforth left it.
You're right, they could have it then.
Yeah, they could have. But, well, then how do you explain the fact that we can't find them? Where are they? What happened to them? Why haven't they come home or phoned?
Well, I know an answer, but I hate to even think about it.
Yeah, I don't like to think about it either. I thought we'd find when we found the Ashforths. Not finding them makes this whole thing seem even worse than ever.
Look, you say Jed's car was parked by the lake?
On the road behind the property they were looking at.
Uh-huh. Was the car locked or anything?
No. That's the first thing I looked for when I inspected the car. And I found it wasn't locked.
Uh-huh.
Now, that means they expected to be away from it only a little while. And probably never out of sight of it.
And then they just vanished, huh?
Yep, into thin air. Just like that.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
I wish it were just crazy, Johnny, but it's not. It's even more serious than I dreamed. Unless they suddenly turn up with some...
Oh, maybe this is news.
No, probably not, Johnny. Just Tobin calling me. I asked him to. We have Jerry and her husband at headquarters under questioning. Want to know what he's found out so far.
I see.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Stuart Rogers, who's this?
Professor Rogers, what are you doing at Mother's house at this time of night? Nothing's wrong, is there?
Is this Penny Gibbs?
Well, yes, of course it is. Don't you recognize my voice?
Johnny, it's Miss Gibbs.
Penny, well, I'm going to get Mrs. Billy.
Hello?
Mrs. Billy?
Hello?
Miss Gibbs, where are you?
I'm at a roadside inn near Rossville Lake.
Mr. Billings with you?
Yeah. Oh, I bet we've worried everyone terribly, haven't we?
You certainly have.
Oh.
Hello, Mrs. Billings.
Here's your mother, Miss Gibbs.
Let me talk to her.
There you are, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Penny.
Yes, Mother. We're both all right.
Oh, I'm so glad, dear. We've been worried sick.
I guess you have been. We're sorry, darling, but we had the most awful thing happen to us.
Well, what was it, dear?
Well, I'll tell you about it as soon as I see you. Jed and I are coming right home.
Oh, all right, dear, but hurry. I won't believe you're all right until I see you myself. And the boat was caught on a stump in the water, and you couldn't get it off?
No, darling, not for hours. The more we tried to get it off the log, the worse the log jammed into the bottom of the boat.
Oh, well, couldn't you yell for help, Penny?
We tried, but Jed said the wind was blowing from the wrong way, and nobody heard us.
Whatever made you go out in the lake, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, just an urge, I suppose. We only meant to stay out a few minutes.
Yeah, but they turned into hours. Boy, did Jed look tired. I don't blame him for going right upstairs to bed.
Well, he did all the work. All I did was to sit in the boat and give him suggestions.
Well, I'm glad you're safe. We thought you'd met Jerry Manson and Richard Ashforth and fallen into real trouble.
Oh, Professor Rogers, I'm awfully sorry about that. If I just hadn't dropped my comb, you'd never have known I was in that cabin, would you?
No, but I'm afraid we'd have guessed it and worried just the same. Oh, I'm tired. Sure glad this is over.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, we're all glad it's over. Penny, you must be exhausted, dear.
No, not a bit. I guess that's typical of me. I cause all the trouble, and I'm the only one who isn't tired out.
Excuse me a minute, will you? I got to sit down and relax.
Well, what you need is some sleep, Professor.
No, I'm not that tired. Oh, gee, it's good to sit down.
Hey, Penny, how about a little music? Soft music. I bet the Professor will go to sleep.
All right, let's try it.
Penny, what are you doing?
I'm going to sing the Professor to sleep.
Hey, you can't do it. I'm not half as tired as you think.
Oh, you just wait and see.
Penny, softly, please. We don't want to wake the neighbors, dear.
All right, darling. How about this?
You may keep away. Supposing you get lonely overnight, you might not need me, but you might. Perhaps I have no chance with you, but then again, perhaps I do. I only hope tomorrow won't be just another day. You may not love me, but
Penny, that was lovely.
Yeah, that was great, Penny.
Oh, thank you. Well, Professor, what did you think of it?
Oh, he was tired, huh? He's fast asleep.
Poor man. Penny, he searched for you all night long. I think he'd still be searching.
Was that the doorbell?
Yeah, it certainly was.
Penny, you've wakened one of the neighbors.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'll go tell him to go back to bed.
No, Johnny, don't be too rough about it.
No, I won't.
Oh, Penny, it's so good to have you home and you're all right, dear.
You'll forgive me for worrying you.
You didn't do it on purpose, darling.
Hey. Well, this is for you, Penny.
Oh, it wasn't one of the neighbors, hmm?
No, a messenger with a telegram for you, Penny.
Telegram? For me?
Yeah. Here you are.
Penny, I wonder who's
My
son?
Fingers are crossed. Hope it's good news.
Who's it from, Penny?
I'll read it to you. Listen. Received Jed's wire. Thanks a lot. Don't know what you've done for me, but I'll be in Rossville next Tuesday to find out. Love to my future wife. From Steve.
So Steve Parker is coming back to Rossville. Will the wedding go on as originally planned, or has Penny had a change of heart? What will happen when Steve gets back? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Ladies, it's no secret that Kroger Tender A beef is scarce right now. And it's no secret either that at our Kroger stores, we're making a wholehearted recommendation of something else that's tasty and tender and delicious. We're telling the ladies who do business at our Kroger stores that Kroger chickens are a mighty, mighty good buy. Young and plump and tender, they're honest-to-goodness country-tasting chickens. But see these firm-fleshed birds for yourself. Stop in at your Kroger store soon. Every member of the family is certain to be delighted when you surprise them with a real country-style chicken dinner. Incidentally, we're also recommending that you purchase plenty when you're buying Kroger chickens, for your family will naturally want extra helpings. Remember to visit our Kroger store soon, won't you?